Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airwaves. We just finished two big shows, the Doc Talk Pittsburgh podcast with Dr. Greg Rotzko out of there, and then we basically came through the Sports Talk Saturdays. This is a good one. It's a live one. It's 347-205-9631. If you miss it, catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, powered by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place and hand off the mic, my special guest today is a promoter for the traditional wrestling entertainment company, Bill Chu. First off, Bill, how are you and how can people get a hold of you, my friend?
I'm doing good this morning. How are you, Mark? And they can get a hold of me either on my email address at billchu6@gmail.com, or they can reach me on my cell phone number, 818-585-1091.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We're excited for this. I know it starts tonight. Mandy Rose, formerly of WWE, will be there. And we're getting excited. I mean, the fan base, the wrestling, being a part of it years ago in XPW as the heel ring announcer, I can't wait to get back in the ring 20-something years later and bring that act full-fledged tonight in your business. Any thought to that? Any thought to the card? And any thought to Mandy Rose?
Yeah, the card's pretty stacked. I have six full matches. If you want me to talk about the matches, I will.
Yes.
Yeah. I have, in the first match, I have Vito Vitelli, who's been in the business for over 10 years. He's been through Lucha matches, American matches. He'll be going against an upcoming new star in traditional wrestling entertainment called Jay Garland out of Arizona. Our second match will be Mario Banks. I've known for years. He'll be going against Andrew Everest. And third match, I'm not too sure, but I know there's six matches.
Okay. And with Mandy Rhodes headlining this thing, that's got to be a coup de grace, your arsenal to get somebody out of WWE that was released and now coming into your federation tonight.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about it. I've been talking to her for, a couple months, and then ended up going into 3 months, 4 months. I was talking about her release and all that stuff, but she didn't want me to go too far into it. She said she will be here. I'm hoping she shows up. It should be exciting.
Yeah. Now, look, when you look at wrestling through the years, we've all seen how it's progressed through the John Toloses, the Freddie Blassies, the Bruno Sammartinos. We've seen the way it's gone in with the WWE, with Vince McMahon and everything. It's always been peaks and valleys. What you run in this business in your way, how different do you try to do it than these other federations that have come along that are there now?
Well, my way that I wanted to do the promoting and do my promotion was to have America style versus Lucha style. There's not too many companies that do that. So I figured I'd try that myself. I've been doing this promotion for at least off and on for the last 5-6 years. And it's very interesting. The matches are good. I don't have any problems at all.
Right. So for the fan that's coming tonight, what do you tell them? What can they expect from the traditional wrestling entertainment?
Well, they're going to get some good matches, I guarantee that, from start to beginning. The doors will open at 5 o'clock. Bell time will be 6. And then the cost to get in would be $20 at the door, and if they go to my flyer page, if they can find the flyer page on Facebook or Instagram, they can look at the little code in the right-hand corner of the flyer. If they scan that code, they get in for $10. So it'll be interesting.
Right. Now, with the influx, as you go forward, I know you got more things lined up in February. There's one on the 25th and getting into March and April and all this. This looks like it's going to be a monthly type of thing with you. Am I correct?
Yes. Part of March, I'm going to let the guys, the bookers run it because I'm going to be taking off on a trip for a couple of weeks. I need to get away. So, yeah, February 25th will be the next show. I don't have that card yet, but tonight I will have the flyers for that February 25th show.
Okay, and then for the wrestlers that are involved, is there backstage with some of these guys after? Is there signing autographs? What would be the thing after the show, or is that before the show for some of the VIP people that come in?
Yeah, when they come in between 5 and 6, there will be tables. The guys will be selling merch. So they can talk to the wrestlers, take pictures with them. I'll even have some merch I'm selling. And at intermission, I'll be giving away a lot of shirts. Like since you're ring announcing, you'll be throwing shirts out to the fans, and be talking in the back locker room with some of the wrestlers. But you know, and I'll be walking around. So if the fans want to talk to me, that's fine.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they will. You know, they always like to know that the guy that's running it has put on a good promotion. You know, I'm sure in more ways than one, this is going to go over the top. Let me get into the background with wrestling. What got you involved in it? Was it your parents at an early age? Was there some wrestler that got you involved in it? What made you get into the thing and then take it to a new level by running your own business?
Well, here's the thing. When I was 10 years old, my grandfather took me to the Olympic Auditorium, and I got to see Freddie Blassie, Gorgeous George, and all them. And then later down the road, I got into high school wrestling, and I said, you know, I want to see what the real professional wrestling looks like. So I went to a company called MPW, which was out of Chatsworth, and it was actually GQ Money. And I saw a wrestler, the Hobo, and he got me involved into it. So then from there on, I followed the scene into Lucha, and then I was in East Los Angeles and South Central, and I was there as a fan, and one of the promoters came up to me and said, hey, would you like the referee? I said, sure, I'll try it. That's how I got into the business. So then I decided, well, I'm going to try doing the promotion out in Canoga Park, but I was only going to do it for charity events. My first charity event was for lupus, and I raised over $2,500.
Wow.
I had 450 fans there. So all the proceeds went to lupus. But when the pandemic hit and everything, that kind of put everybody on hold. So
right. You know, Bill, a good friend of the business is Logan, who runs MPW now. I mean, how instrumental was it for him to help you get this thing out and solidify it tonight? Because he's just an extraordinary man like yourself.
Well, here's the thing with Logan. I met him I've known him for years. I actually refereed for MPW one or two times. They were doing a show in Moorpark for a while. And the strange thing is there's a bunch of kids that were coming in, wanted to come and see the show. They didn't have any money. So I paid all their way. I paid all their way to get in. So Logan decided to say, hey, Bill, you know, come to the MPW in Chatsworth. And he helped me get this thing going. And this is where all my shows are going to be in Chatsworth. And I'll give you the address. The address is 19801 Nordoff Place. That's a Boulder Dash building. It's upstairs. And it's going to be a good show. That's how I got involved.
Yeah, it really sounds like, you know, money comes and goes, but building relationships is definitely priceless, and having Logan and you do this and playing Santa Claus for some of these underprivileged kids that can't afford to get into wrestling, that's a blessing in itself, my friend.
Yeah, my goal is to help the community as much as I can. if somebody needed to do a fundraiser or something, I'd do one for them.
Right. Now, I know recently, and, you know, I don't want to tiptoe through a mind keg here. You lost your wife recently, and prayers and thoughts are with you each and every day, but sounds like she was the rock for you in more ways than one. Elaborate that in a couple minutes.
In a couple of minutes, yeah, okay, I'll do it. My wife and I were together for 44 years. We had our ups and downs, but the last two or three years, she was going through a lot of health issues, cardiac arrest. She had COPD, heart failure, and remission in colon cancer. I found her deceased on July 12, 2022 on the kitchen floor when I came back from the grocery store. That was really a shock to me. I mean, it's still in my heart that she's there, and I'm going through a lot of issues right now. I'm seeing a psychiatrist and all that stuff, but it's my health is not that good either. I mean, it'll eventually get back together once I get it out of my mind.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, you know, with everything that's going on with the pandemic today, we lose people every day. I just put it in the big man's hands up above. It's a better place. We're just passing through this thing, and I'm sure tonight she'll be looking down on you with the promotion that you have presented to the great people at Chatsworth, California.
Yeah, it'll be a good show. I guarantee it. If somebody has a problem, didn't want to stay or something, then, you know, I'll be willing to give their money back. But I think they're going to stay. So.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Being the heel ring announcer, I'm going to have to side with those heel wrestlers, and I'll kind of slide out of that ring when those faces come through. And now that you've given the address and everything, I'm sure those Dodger fans will come out and woodwork after me too, so I might have to wear a bulletproof vest. But as we wind this thing down, Bill, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you again and give the address for the show tonight, because we want to get this thing propped up when we sell a joint out.
Okay, where they can get reach me is at billchu6@gmail.com or my cell phone number at 818-585-1091. And the address for the show tonight is 19801 Nordoff Place in Chatsworth at the Bowler Dash building. You go through the door, go upstairs. Bell time is 6 o'clock. Doors open at 5. The cost is $20 at the door or $10 on the little code on the right side of the flyer.
$20 to see Mandy Rose. Hell, you guys can all spend $20 at a local hamburger shop. Here you're getting 2 hours of wrestling, including Mandy Rose. Where can you beat that, guys? Get down there. Sell the place out. If you can't make it today, at least you make it on the 25th. We'll do another one of these interviews on a monthly basis with Bill, see how the Federation's going. I'm sure it'll take it up a couple notches between now and then. For Bill Chu out there in Chatsworth, California, yours truly, Mark Mancini, saying catch this archive version on blogtalkradio.com/ Mancini Sports. All the podcast platforms which you subscribe to, powered now by Mancini Media. Till then, have a blessed one, guys, and thanks for tuning in.
All right. Thank you very much.